Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
All right, welcome back to the show. I've got a really good friend of mine here. He's my first ever guest on our Money Grows on Trees podcast, so I'm really pumped. And he is actually the reason why I have a podcast. So there you go. So he's a very special guest. His name is Phil Better, and I call him Phil Best because he's the best. But he is a podcast mogul. He is producing and managing podcasts for a variety of different people, successful people. And he's also, you know, it's part of his money journey has been to set this up as his side hustle. And he's just about to launch a book, and he's about to kick this thing into next level. So the best podcaster around. Phil, my man, what's up? Thanks for jumping on the show.
Lloyd, it's a pleasure to be on the show with you. First off, thank you so much for that wonderful intro. It's probably one of the best intros I've ever had as a podcaster. And yes, I'll pay you the $10 later for that intro.
That's all true, right? Like, you know, I'm excited. You're my first guest on the show. I call it our show because, you know, we've been doing this together. We've launched this together. We've had great success together. So why not bring on someone that allowed this to happen and is responsible for it too? So what I love about what I'm going to interview about is your journey, mm-hmm. all right, about how you've started to help or get your money growing on trees, right? So let's just, for the viewers, I'd love you to just explain a little bit about, you know, a little bit about your background and then how you got into podcasting and why.
All right. So I'm 35 years old, and I just started planting my money tree like when I was 34, mainly thanks to Lloyd. Because if it wasn't for Lloyd, I would probably still be wondering what I should do with my life and my knowledge. But I've been podcasting for the last 5-6 years now. I had a huge failure in podcasting with my first show, which ended up going on hiatus, but it's now back, which is great. But it taught me everything I needed to know about podcasting and how to properly promote, because I did all the mistakes a new podcaster can do. I'm trying to do it all on their own. And then I launched Invest in Yourself, the Digital Entrepreneur podcast, where I wanted to learn how to be a digital entrepreneur or just an entrepreneur in general, because no one in my life is one, right? You need to surround yourself with the successes of other people so that you understand how to do it. So I decided to interview entrepreneurs in the digital world. And I was connected with Lloyd, whose actually episode I think is coming up in like 2 weeks on my show. So that's awesome. It's probably out by the time this one goes out. I'm not sure how we're doing it, all that, but it's an out. And we talk about your journey, Lloyd, going from working in the Middle East to coming home and living the life that everybody dreams of with your beautiful wife, of doing whatever you want day in and day out. So, and when you said you wanted to start
podcasting.
Yeah. And then, so I'm growing. When you came on my show, you started talking to me about how I could start planting my money trees. And through the connections with you, I've learned that, well, I can actually write books because I have all this knowledge when I thought I wouldn't be able to. So I'm starting to write the book, the course, and I'm learning from you because I'm reading your book nearly every other day, pretty much, because it's such a great, valuable book. There's so much knowledge in there. And you break it down simpler than some of the bigger, more hardy books, if you will, like Intelligent Investor or Warren Buffett's Snowball. Those are heavy books to read. But thankfully, in your book, you're like, this is where you start. Don't worry about over here. Start here and then move when you got time over there. So that's what I really like about your book.
Yeah, okay. So, I mean, it's really interesting how we met then, because you started your podcast to then create the environment that you needed to succeed. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to anything, it's about your environment because it's stronger than willpower. So you started a podcast, which is called Invest in Yourself. So what I love about it is you invested in yourself.
Yep.
By doing that. And I love that you said you had a failure. I think a lot of people they don't realize how important failure is on your entrepreneurship journey. So you started the podcast, Invest in Yourself. and we connected. And I was on your show, which airs soon. But then when we were talking on the show, you said to me, hey, man, you should start a podcast.
Pretty much.
And then so you're responsible for that. So not only did that happen, but then, you know, as I saw how good you were at what you do, definitely found that for you, you've got so much knowledge. And writing a book is the next step for you, and you're about to launch that, which is so exciting. And I know that you've got, you know, you're going to have your book, and I know probably you're going to create some courses for people, because I know there's so many people out there that want to get into podcasting and don't even know how important podcasting is, and they need a guide to help them do that. And I'm sure that you're going to help so many people. So I want to know, firstly, number one, so you got into podcasting, get around the right people, right?
Yeah. Well, I started podcasting because I wanted to become famous, and podcasting doesn't make you famous. All right. First thing you need to learn, you'll never get famous podcasting because it's hard. It's doing a podcast like what we're doing, me and Lloyd are doing. It's very easy. This recording a podcast is like the easiest thing in the whole process. But then you have the editing, the marketing, you know, making sure you get the right guests on, because my podcast is focused on guests. Like Lloyd's is both. He teaches you, but he also brings on guests that are knowledgeable about aspects that can help you grow your money tree. Like if you podcast for more than 3 years, you have enough knowledge accumulated for those 3 years to then go and teach other people. Obviously, if you have a successful podcast, it's even better. But starting podcasting, if you're looking to chase the money, just like most entrepreneurs, you'll never make it. You have to chase the value. Yeah. And that's what I did with Invest in Yourself. My first show, The Phil Better Show, it now is value-based. But before, it was me trying to be famous because I was like, I want to be famous. I don't want to stay in this rat race, because I read, you know, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I read all these books, but I never understood how to put them into practice until I ended up talking with over 50 entrepreneurs so far and learned failure is very important. Oh,
that's amazing.
Yeah. Every single one of my entrepreneurs and interviews that I had, they all had this one message in common, that failure is important to your growth. Because if you always have successes, you don't know what happens when you face adversity. So learning that from the entrepreneurs, it just like started hammering home how important my first podcast was to me and why I brought it back. Because it's a legacy. It's like a book. It's my business card, if you will. I have these podcasts that I'm producing. I'm helping. I'm on multiple different shows helping them produce, because for me, I want to bring the industry of podcasting to the next level. I don't want it to stay indie, but I want to be, look, business people can have a podcast. It's not something just for, you know, John down the street in his mom's basement.
I thought podcasting was just for John down the street in his mom's basement when I first started.
Oh, yeah, but most people do, because...
I didn't take it seriously. I didn't take it seriously. So I get that. I love that mission you're on. I dig your mission, and that's why you're on this podcast. Because here's why I was excited to have you on here as a guest. Because number one, you understood that you needed to do something different than just your job to have financial freedom, right?
Yeah.
You then understood you had to get around the right people. So you started a podcast. You didn't know anything about it, right? You taught yourself and you failed through it. And now you had success at it. You're getting around the right people and you're monetizing your podcast. Mm-hmm. So you're actually, and you're taking some of that money and you're starting to invest it now into shares and other things like that. I know you're starting your micro investing. So what I love about your journey is you have your job. You have this successful side hustle, right, as a podcast producer, and you have all this amazing knowledge, and you're moving to take your side hustle to the next level, right? Which is where you monetize your knowledge, and you're going to be full-time podcast mogul, right?
That's the goal. That's the goal.
Yeah. And then you make extra money from that, and I imagine you're going to invest it, right?
Oh, yeah. The way I have it set up is, pardon me, I have some clients that will pay my daily. You know, my regular job covers all the basic bills as much as I can. The side hustle starts bringing in this reserve so I can upgrade my content, my quality, and I can hire the proper people. And then once that starts flowing in more money, then I'm going to take that money and invest it so that it's doing more work for me. You know, I'm sending the soldiers out to win the war of my financial freedom. You know, that's what I'm doing. That yes. The money as soldiers yeah. is something that Mr. Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful, talks about, another great Canadian. He goes, I send my money out to work and fight battles for me to bring me more money. That's what it is. And that's what investing yes. is. And I'm looking forward to getting into the investing with the groups that, yeah. like you put me in touch with a mutual friend, Tony, who's helped me become an admin to his group on stockbroking. And thanks to yeah. my knowledge, they're leaning on me. I'm going to be helping them do Facebook Lives weekly. We're yeah. talking about stocks and that, so that they can help end up helping their people in that group even more, and vice versa, helping me learn how to invest properly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's called Stock Market for Beginners. I'm in that group. It's yep. a great group. I love Tony. Been on his podcast a couple times. You introduced us. So you're learning all these new things, right? Because you took that first step. You said to yourself, you know, I'm in my job. It's not going to get me where I want to go. I'm not going to get famous doing that. So started a podcast for those reasons. You're starting to connect with the right people. You've monetized your podcast. I love what you said before. I've reinvested that money back into my podcast, back into my side hustle to grow it.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people just get into a side hustle just to rape and pillage it and grab the money and run. And I think you've got to reinvest. So I love that you're wearing a hoodie right now. I know that the guests can't see you, but it says invest in yourself.
Yeah,
so what I love, man, is you're taking the cash and you're reinvesting it back into growing your business, which is obviously the best thing you can do for money, right? Like it's so tell me, why let's talk about this. Why should someone start a podcast?
Why? Because it's the cheapest form of marketing you can do. Hey, Lily, if you do it yourself, the most you'll pay for is $100 for your USB mic. And if you want to have a dedicated host for it, for your podcast, because you can go Anchor and you'll get it for free, and Anchor will help you monetize it. But for me, Anchor is kind of like pirate radio. It's the hobbyist. It's, if you're going to take it for serious, you need to pay for an actual host that will help you benefit more. So I use for our podcast, this one and my personal ones and my other clients, I use my hosting service. They provide me with a whole bunch of stats, which, funny enough, I'm going to just break this. I'm just loading up your stats right now because I had some great news. We recently with yours just hit 1,000 downloads. Okay. For a podcaster, that's a big milestone. Your first 1,000 is always really great as an independent when you don't have this big monetary company behind you. You are currently, sir, we passed 10,000 like this Monday. Monday, we passed like 10,000. You are currently sitting at 1,300 downloads already. You got 300 downloads in like 3 days.
Oh, boom. Let me just celebrate that for a second. Woohoo. How good's that?
Yeah.
I love it. Thank you everyone for subscribing to the podcast and also for listening in.
Yeah. Every week your weeks go up, which is great because that's what you want to see, a nice upward trend on that. But on top of that, because you keep getting these amazing download numbers every episode, you are currently, oh, come on. Here we go. I'm just checking our charts right now, Apple's charts, which, please leave a review if you're enjoying the Lloyd's podcast, because that's the only way he gets known for doing so well on his podcast, and he's doing everything. But you are currently sitting at number 4 on Australia's How To, number 86 in education in Australia, but you also are in the top 200 of Britain of all times.
Wow.
Yeah. In Britain. So you're at 177.
I can be in top 200 in Britain.
Yeah. And you're going up. You were off the charts before, and now you're at 177. And each week you're just going to keep going up and up because people are downloading and they're enjoying your content. So hats off to you. Giving you a little golf clap.
No, hats off to you. A little golf clap for the podcast. So, yeah. Well, a big thanks to all the guests and all the people downloading and listening, right? Mm-hmm. So part of it is that we're going to, Phil and I are going to provide, there's going to be so much value in this podcast for the next, you know, thousands of episodes rolling out to the audience. It's going to keep going and going and going. We're going to get some really cool raw stuff. We just recorded some stuff this morning and this week that is next level amazing.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking
so
forward.
So it's going to roll out.
One of my greatest pleasures being a podcast producer for people, especially an entrepreneur like yourself, Lloyd, is that I get to hear your message before everyone else and start actioning it way before everybody else does. So I'm already like 8 episodes ahead of everybody else with where we're going. So I love it because I get this like little, it's like a little sneak peek for me, you know, like I get this, everybody, I know what everybody's going to be hearing and I can already start ahead of it. And I've talked to a lot of producer friends of mine and they all say the same thing. The editors, they all love editing because they're learning firsthand from an expert.
Yeah.
And that's who I go after. I go after experts in their field. Like you're an expert in creating a side hustle and building a side hustle and then teaching others to do the exact same. Plus you're investing in that. So it's great having you. I'm literally having a masterclass every Sunday when I edit your podcast. I have a masterclass for at least an hour of Lloyd just telling me exactly what I need to do to move forward in life. And it's great.
Well, there you go. You know what, man? So for example, with you, you've set up a podcast and you have X number of clients. And what you said was you look for leaders in a field or experts in a field, right? Mm-hmm. So you actually get paid to learn from experts.
Yeah. I love learning.
Paid to learn from experts.
Yeah. So yeah, little sneaky thing.
But you know what? That's the beauty. Yeah, you go.
Sorry. Like you said, it's the beauty. I'm now, instead of me being paying to go to these courses, I'm going to them. I have them as a guest on my podcast, show them the value of podcasting, how incredible, powerful it is. And then either I help them get booked on other podcasts, similar to how I helped you. I got you before as a client. I'm like, look, let's get you onto some serious podcasts because you deserve it. And got you onto some big podcasts. You're like happy with that. You came back. You said yes. So then it's like, yes, I get to learn even more because having you on the podcast is great because I'm asking those questions that I want to know about. And that's what's great about being a podcaster or host of a podcast is you get to have those people on that you want to learn from. And for me, because it's also my business, I get to then, you know, segue into, hey, do you want a podcast?
Yeah, you did such a, it was so good what you did.
I'm sneaky. And I'm Canadian. Like that's what we do. We're sneaky.
Well, I think you're a great, you're a great business person, right? So let's break it down what happened with Phil. This is a great lesson for everyone in sales. It's a great lesson for everyone in entrepreneurship and opportunity, right? So here we go. This is what Phil did. I'll break it down. This is how I became a client of Phil's. Ready? We connected. So I was in the podcast podbooker.com, whatever it was. I saw him there. I wrote in saying, man, I'd love to be on your podcast. He said, yeah, let's get you on. Got on. We had a great chat. And then at the end of it, he said, man, you should start a podcast. I was like, really? He's like, yeah. I'm like, okay, that's interesting. And then he said, look, let me get you on some shows. So what he did then was he actually led with value. So it's called reciprocity. And in the world of influence, if you give something first, which he did, I think he booked me on like 6 or 7 or 8, 10 shows. So,
I think like, I'm constantly booking you. I don't think I've stopped.
So like you just led with so much value that I was like, wow, he just really gave me all this value. So I'm like, okay, obviously I'm going to start one. So you really compelled me to start it, right?
Yeah.
Because of that. And then of course I'm going to do it with you. And now it's starting to monetize you even from me. So, and then the number of referrals, like if I'm going to get anyone to start a podcast, I'm going to refer them to you. Yeah. So like, this is the world of business. This is how side hustles work. This is how business works. You've got to learn to lead with value, exactly like what Phil did. So there you go. Great lesson for anyone in entrepreneurship. That's how you actually approach people of influence, right? Mm-hmm. Now we're in partnership together, man. Our podcast.
It's my favorite partnership I've had, next to, you know, girlfriends and that. But there's a different reason for that. But no.
Well, I'm glad. So I'm
go ahead.
I'm the first, you know, platonic best partnership that Phil's ever had in podcast. We just have a lot of fun, right? So that's why I was excited to get you on because, you know, our podcast is about, you know, money, investing, and entrepreneurship. And so you as a budding entrepreneur, what I love about your journey is it's very early in the journey. And I think so many people listen to podcasts where this person's earning like $1 gazillion, they got all these businesses. And I think it's great that people can learn from you because you're still in your job.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing this as a side gig. You're starting to grow and you're starting to reinvest and you're starting to learn about investing. So I think it's such a wonderful, you're a great influence for people that are wanting to step out and do something different. I'll ask you this. What would be your advice to someone who wants to start a side gig or perhaps start a podcast? What's your one nugget you want to give to them?
One nugget. Okay. So if you're going to start a podcast, the biggest thing is either choose whether you want to learn something like I did. I wanted to learn to be an entrepreneur, so I interviewed entrepreneurs, or you're teaching someone something. Those are the two pretty much basic things. Like Lloyd, he already knows how to start a side hustle. So it was like, let's take your book and expand it. Like, let's get more detailed, but make it still fun and enjoyable like your book is. So that's how it is. If you're going to be learning something like I am with my learning with entrepreneurs and having guests on, study other podcasts that have guests on and see how the host interviews. Because if you don't know how your interview style, then you're going to be like all over the place. It's not going to be fun. And the guest is going to feel your nervousness, and it's not going to be easy for other people to find and enjoy your podcast because you're nervous. So what I suggest you do, interview three people that you don't really, that doesn't really matter. And I don't want to say they don't matter, but like, you know, your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister, your cousin, your ex-girlfriend, ex-boyfriend, whoever, just so that on camera, because you have it be on camera because it gets you used to it, and just flow. Have a set of questions and just go with it. And when you have that, then you're good. And then start having your guests on. I jumped straight into interviewing guests because I had a plethora of 200 episodes behind me. But if you're like, this is Lloyd's first interview, and hopefully he's doing a great job. I think he's doing a great job. As a guest, I'm a bad guest because I like to talk too much. But he's doing a great job. He's not trying to overstep me. He's letting the guest speak. And that's the biggest thing. Your guest is the star of the show. You do not matter as a host unless it's only you by yourself. That's when you matter. But if it's a guest, your guest is the number one reason your audience is listening. So you have to brown nose, but you have to make it fun for the guest so that they want to come back, or they will tell their friends about it, or they will share it. Because if they don't have fun on your podcast, then you're losing value right there. And for me, it's always value, 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 value. Money will come. Chase value, and money just flows right through the door. It's really weird. I thought you chase money and then value comes. No, it's chase value, money then just flows through your door.
Yes. Man, that's a huge nugget. I love that because it takes so much time to figure that out, doesn't it? It's a weird concept. It
took me five years.
you lead with value. Yeah, it probably took me 7 years. You know, I'm only just discovering it now. So, yeah, it's such a weird concept. So I love that. I love that takeaway. Okay, awesome. Well, look, I mean, you've got such a wonderful podcast. You've interviewed so many entrepreneurs. I'm sure that, you know, our audience is going to love that too. So let me ask you this. And you're also about to write a book too. So just stand by for Phil's book when you see it come out. Mm-hmm. But how do they get in touch with you? Where do they find you? And where do they find your podcast?
So,
man, you want to let them know?
The easiest thing, if you want to find the podcast, it's Invest in Yourself Pod. That's it. The website is investinyourselfpod.com. That will bring you straight to the player. You can listen there. Invest in Yourself Pod is on Instagram. I think it's Invest Pod on Twitter, but I'm not sure. I have to get back to you. Facebook, Invest in Yourself Pod. That's pretty much where you can find the podcast, and you can listen to all the past episodes, all the episodes coming up. If you're a podcaster, the first season's probably more for you. I have more podcast-related guests than entrepreneurs, but these are people who are still entrepreneurs because they created a business from it. And then the second season is, I'm calling it the rise of the entrepreneur strikes back, because it's more entrepreneur based. I'm a Star Wars fan, so the first three seasons are pretty much named after Star Wars movies.
I love that.
Yeah, I'm a geek. My other show called The Phil Better Show, where I talk about movies and pop culture. Search The Phil Better Show. If you want to follow me on Instagram, it's Podcaster Phil Better. And just reach out. I'll be more than happy to help you. If you have any questions, send me an email, phil@philbetterinc.com, and I'll answer. Like, I love sharing my knowledge. And Lloyd actually kicked me in the pants to write the book. He's like, dude, if I had a book like this, I would need you. And then I'm like, but I want to be needed. So I sent him a copy of my book, and he's like, okay, you're going to take out this because that's too much information. You want to save that for your course. So I'm rewriting the book. I have my editors helping out as well. So it's all really thanks to Lloyd that if you pick up my book, just like he, I got him to podcast through my genuality. Hopefully my book will be able to help you. And he helped me write my book. And there's more books coming for sure.
Yeah, man. Well, look, someone helped me. A good friend of mine, Gav Top, helped me. He got my book out of me. And so, you know, you just help someone do the same thing, right? So so that's what it's all about. Helping each other, you know, helping the entrepreneur strike back. I love the name of that, by the way. That's awesome. All right, cool. So look, thanks so much, Phil, for jumping on. Now our audience and our listeners, they'll know who's doing, you know, the podcasting here, and they know they can put a face to a name in you. And so I want to say thank you so much, man, for all you've done for Money Grows on Trees podcast. And love your journey, and I can't wait to see you go from success to success. So feel better, invest in yourself. Thanks for jumping on, man, and I'll talk to you real soon.
It was my pleasure, guys. Please, all I ask for you, even if you don't check out my show, leave reviews on Lloyd's show if you've enjoyed his stuff, because it's deserving. Like, that's the only way other people will find his podcast. And obviously, you guys are downloading, you're listening, you're loving it, because our subscriber count is keep going up. So just leave him a go to, if you're on Amazon, Apple, go to Apple, subscribe and leave a review. 5 stars, leave the review, say how great it was, because he's deserving of it, because this podcast is amazing. And I'm thankful that I get to work with Lloyd on this amazing podcast, and I can't wait to bring it to the next level.
Feel the best, my man. Thank you. Talk to you soon. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at LloydJRoss.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.